Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. You are listening to the music of India Ari, a neo-soul artist, and I love to hear her truthful words as she plays her magical guitar. I'm Viata. I'm your host for Soul Purpose Healing, where we are on a journey back to wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, as well as the purpose and love of nature and our Creator. Thank you for tuning in. I am here today, as usual, with my co-host, Kara Aya Asher. Kara, are you on the line?
I sure am.
How are you today?
As always, I am excellent.
Hallelujah.
Excellent. Hallelujah, indeed.
So what do you have for us today?
What I have for you, just want to remind the listeners that I am a spiritual being having a physical experience in this dimension and enjoying the journey. And then I want to go ahead and give the disclaimer. This broadcast is not intended to replace professional medical advice. It is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. It is primarily for educational purposes only. If you have a serious medical condition, always, always seek the advice of a professional medical person.
Hallelujah. Yes, we don't want you to take anything we say without looking it up for yourself. We want you to be very proactive as listeners here. And don't believe anything we say. Please take the time and check out anything we say that you're not sure of or you disagree with. And we welcome your call today if you have a burning question or a comment or just want to say hi. The number that you can call in on is 215-383-5863. Again, that's 215-383-5863. And I'm here at the studio board to take your call. But we are just so excited today about the topic. We are... We, as usual, have a health tip for you, which ties right into our topic today, that breast cancer is not the enemy. And we have started the fire to burn that pink ribbon. I have seen pink ribbons everywhere, and I am trying to stay calm as I look at these ribbons and think, what are they thinking? I was at Whole Foods today, and everyone, including the men, were in pink aprons. And I said to myself, I'm not going to say anything negative. So I spoke to one of the young men there, and I said, you know, it takes a real man to wear a pink apron. So we want to keep it as positive as possible, but there is so much deception and misinformation around Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that's what we are in deep into the month. It will be over soon, but we're going to take this opportunity to enlighten you and give you information that you may not be aware of. For instance, this week I read in an article on the Alternative Daily site by a woman who says that the pH levels can be affected by your emotions. Well, this is not something we haven't mentioned before, but other people are writing about it. And as I'll show you later, someone actually won a Nobel Peace Prize based on this same information. But what she says in the article is that you create inflammation and more acid when you have feelings of frustration, stress, and anxiety. But if you are expressing love, joy, and gratitude, you promote more alkalinity in the body. So that pH, which stands for potential hydrogen or potential of hydrogen, is so important when you're considering how to manage your dis-ease, and especially when it comes to managing or preventing breast dis-ease. What the article goes on to say is practice gratitude by making a list of the things you're grateful for. Not just gratitude, but forgiveness are two of the most powerful energies that can help turn your acid pH in your body into alkaline pH. And that's what can destroy those cancer cells. It's not the pink ribbons, that's for sure. Those pink ribbons are a distraction.
Okay.
And I decided, go ahead.
Are you saying that or emotions are what cause or dis-ease? Is that what you're saying?
Number one factor in causing diseases, from my experience, yes. And more professionals are starting to see this. Stress.
And
they call it stress.
And that is true, because the Messiah reminds us that it's not what goes in that arms us, is what comes out, right?
What comes out of the thoughts, the mind, or the heart. Yes.
Yes. But if we have resentment and malice and just stressed and frustrated. I was thinking about that today, because today I was in a little funk.
Funk out.
I was in a little place today. That's kind of usual for me to get there. But anyway, I was there. And I hadn't had cashew in a while because it's very acidic. And so I went out and got myself a piece of cashew cheesecake. That's how much funk I was in today. And I wanted to say, though, I think if we can have a cheering partner, someone who loves you, a girlfriend or whatever, and, you know, they call, they can pick up your tone. I was speaking to a friend of mine called. He's 23. He's a guy. And he called and he said, I just answered him and he realized that, oh, that doesn't sound like Kara. You know what he did? He called another friend of his and said, okay, would you call Kara for me? Call her and cheer up, because I don't like how she sounds. And so I was able to speak with the other person that called, and from then my spirit was lifted. And so we need some buddies
yes,
who can
support.
Pick up on, yes, some support,
yes.
Who can pick up on
yeah,
when
and
you're,
that's,
you know,
yeah.
Go ahead.
And
go
that's
ahead.
That's the positive part about this Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That's one of the few good things about it, is that what these women find is a support group among women who have been through the cancer battle or who are in the midst of it. They find a support group. But I read a statement yesterday. This is what motivated me to change the subject for today's topic. And the statement was online. It said, marketing for a good cause is part of modern life now. And I thought, well, what is good about breast cancer awareness? And one of the things is support. People find a good support group that helps them get through the hell of the traditional medicine. So what is Breast Cancer Awareness Month about? The month of pink ribbons and more donations to build up the cancer institutions and fund the so-called cancer research. Well, part of what it is a distraction. If you look beyond the support group, it's a technique for marketing mammograms. Mammograms that put radiation and X-rays in the body. Mammograms do not prevent, they detect. The whole program for breast cancer awareness is to get you to be thinking about your annual mammogram. And another good thing about breast cancer awareness, we want to bring as many positive things in it as possible, is the exercise, because everybody's walking for breast cancer this month. And so at least people are getting their exercise. Yes, it's a very good thing.
Yes.
But the thing is, we are here to promote prevention. Because trying to fight what is not really the enemy, what is really your acid emotions, can be a draining experience. And some people are not meant to, don't have the courage to keep up the battle. You know, I read something in Nehemiah today that said, do not neglect the house of our Elohim. And it reminded me that the 8 years that I've been in the house cleaning business, so how many times I have visited a home and given an estimate and seen the neglect in the house. And then people don't want to pay for you to bring that house up to their standards. And so you often see the neglect and the lack of maintenance in the house. Well, we can easily associate that or think of the house of the body house, the temple, this vessel where our soul lives.
Yes, and that was a good object lesson for you then. You relate physical house with this temple that we live in, this body that we have.
Yeah, so usually if a person has a doctor tell them they have breast cancer, the mindset becomes, oh, the enemy is here. We must kill the enemy. And we must destroy him with chemotherapy, which, by the way, is like mustard gas, or what was used in the Holocaust camps. They used the same in the beginning. Chemotherapy was the same chemical that was used to gas or to kill the Jews in the Holocaust camp. Now there are so many different chemicals used in chemotherapy that it's just amazing how they have come up with one drug after another to, quote, kill the cancer cells. So the pink ribbons are promoting sympathy, and on the other hand, they're promoting deception. Because back in 1931, a man by the name of Dr. Otto Warburg, a scientist, 1931, he won the Nobel Peace Prize. And that Nobel Peace Prize was given because he discovered the root cause of cancer. And what do you think it was? What do you think the root cause was?
Estrogen deficiency.
Yes, yes. 1931, he said, cancer cells cannot live in an oxygen-rich environment. So when the body is deficient of oxygen, it creates an acidic environment. There's your pH picture again. And the cancer cells cannot survive in the presence of high levels of oxygen. So alkaline state would be a pH above or around 7.3, whereas below that would be fear, worry, grief, anger, resentment, all these emotional states that this earlier article I quoted from that gives you the reasons your body is in an acid pH. So Dr. Reike Hammer, if you fast forward to the 1970s and 1980s, Dr. Reike Hammer of German New Medicine has done even more research to reveal the cause and the cure for breast cancer. And the cause and the cure, as the songstress sang early, lives in every one of us.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
I have a question for you, Deanna. If someone is out there and they have, let's say they were diagnosed with cancer, right?
Yes.
What encouragement would you give to them? What is the first thing you would say to them?
The first thing I would say is find a quiet place to meditate or pray and ask the universe, ask the creator, whatever you would call the creator of the universe. Ask, what is it that has brought about this change in your pH? What is it that you have held on to? What type of emotions have I held on? What type of relationship conflicts have I found peace in, resolved?
Well, listen,
what type of relationship? It's a time of being quiet.
Yes, definitely. But I want to say, if a person knows that they're angry at somebody, that they have not forgiven somebody, if they know, why bother the father? If I'm upset with somebody, I know that I'm upset with somebody. And if I know that I have not forgiven somebody from last year or whatever, I know that. I believe that what I want to do is just kind of say, you know, these grudges that I'm holding on to have come home to roost. And then I need to ask, like I said, I need to ask my body, my temple for forgiveness. I need to acknowledge that I am the steward of this body. Whatever happens to this body, I am responsible. That means I have done something that has caused this illness or this disease in my body. Then I want to acknowledge that I have. Then I want to ask forgiveness. And then I want to, you know, say that I am ready to work with you so that we can be rid of this. And if I need to go call somebody and ask forgiveness or do the legwork, whatever needs to be done. I think you told a story some time ago of a gentleman who was, I don't know if it was cancer he had, but he was ill. And he laid in his bed and then he asked, right. And then he realized, he was thinking of all the people that he had not spoken to or whatever. And then he got up and started to do what he needed to do, went and see them and did what he, and he got well. Didn't he get well?
Yes, but you're talking about a conscious individual like yourself can easily discern. Well, that's what if you're conscious.
Yes. But we're
yeah,
seeking
if you're
to
conscious,
bring this,
though.
But we're seeking to bring this to the global family, that consciousness is important.
Yeah, well, that's the ironic thing is that they use the word awareness, which is actually a synonym for consciousness. When someone asks me, well, what does consciousness mean? Well, consciousness means you are aware of, in my mind, more spiritual energy that works in the universe as opposed to the natural flesh energy. You know, we have, for instance, we have Christians in our family of believers who say that they love Christ and they follow Christ, but the words and action of Christ do not match what they want, the life they live. Because the actions of the Messiah on the cross say, crucify that flesh and work forgiveness. Isn't that the message of the cross? For those who believe in the Christ who hung on the cross, the message, if you simplify the message of the Messiah on the cross, it's crucify your flesh, walk in the Spirit, and walk in forgiveness. And then in John 6, to confirm or reaffirm what the Messiah's actions were, he says to us, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak to you are spirit and they are life. Most of the Christian friends or acquaintances I have are not walking in the Spirit. In fact, I would venture to say that a majority of the people lining up for the chemotherapy, the mustard gas to be put in their blood, and the radiation would call themselves Christians. They go and sit and have those drugs put in their veins with their Bible, and they're trusting in that word to get them through, which is the grace of our Creator, the grace. But we want to empower people to move beyond the grace. And the pink ribbon is a distraction. We have lit the fire. We are beginning the burn because that pink ribbon has to go. It promotes sympathy. And it promotes deception because marketing for a good cause of chemo and mammograms and radiation, yes, that's part of modern life, but it's not a good cause. it is a bad cause in some minds, and I have to admit some people do think it's a good cause, but what is the good? Because this month of pink ribbons, it means more donations to these institutions who are not researching money for nutrition. They're not putting money into environmental influences or natural therapies. The large amount of the $2 billion nonprofit cancer organization goes to, are you ready for this, inflated mm-hmm. corporate officer salaries and administrative costs. So men and women are being distracted by the pink ribbon, this feel-good symbol, and the industry itself is covering up the truth that Dr. Otto Warburg discovered about breast cancer or any root cause of any cancer, the oxygen. Why aren't these organizations promoting deep breathing, yoga, change in lifestyle, natural diet? You do have many doctors, I have to admit, who are becoming more integrative and combining conventional and alternative. But they're moving very slowly. In the meantime, women and men need most to overcome and heal. So the pink ribbon says, hey, we've got a wig for you, we've got prosthetics, we've got new breasts that we can put in there, and don't even think about changing your lifestyle. Don't think about changing your emotions. You don't have to do that. Just keep thinking and feeling the way you always have. And then add to that the family pressure, which should really be family support, which plays a big role in the choice of treatments that women have to make. I've seen so many women choose conventional therapy rather than meditation, diet, lifestyle change, yoga, these non-traditional ways, because their families are afraid if they don't do what their doctor says, they could die.
Well,
that's
well,
what I've heard
the,
so many times.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, it takes a lot of strength to
courage
and strength to want to go and do the natural way, and even to be honest with ourselves. It takes a lot of strength to say, okay, so sit down and examine myself. Even to sit and meditate and do some deep breathing, it takes discipline. And we like the quick fix, you know. We like quick fixes. We don't want to do the work. We don't want to do the legwork.
Yeah.
So that's
and
that's
the difference between heroes and those who are victims who follow the system and do what their doctor says. I saw a most interesting interview of the woman who swam from Cuba to Florida. It was just totally fascinating. And if she didn't represent Christ and his mind, I don't know who does, because in her whole character, even though she was abused, sexually abused as a child, it's like an epidemic in this country and maybe all over the world, this sexual abuse that drives people to do things like swim from Cuba to the Florida Keys. But her strong body, mind, and spirit is what enabled her to take on that task and successfully complete it. So there has to be, you're absolutely right, there has to be a strong mind, body, and spirit, all three working together to choose to say no to the harsh conventional treatments that do not get to the cause of lack of oxygen. In fact, that's why there's such a struggle and loss of hair. When women choose those conventional treatments and they don't also incorporate the alternative, many women are successfully overcoming their dis-ease because they incorporate both, and they stop seeing cancer as the enemy. Breast cancer is a messenger. We have got to get that in our heads that there's a messenger that comes to us when we are diagnosed with breast cancer.
I think I told you this story. I know we have a little time, but I told you the story about the lady who was always upset with her husband, because when they go out, he would always find someone to talk to. And she hates it because she was always hurrying and wanted to get where she was going. And so that built up for years and years and years. She would send him out to get something, and he would take forever. And all that resentment built up. And she stated that she remembered that night when she felt like something just kind of gave. In other words, she had overdone it. She had, you know, that feather that broke the camel's back.
Yes,
She had gone too far. She went too far with that resentment and that hatred she felt for him. And then she ended up having bowel cancer. And then what she did, she met Carol Truman, who wrote the book Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die. And when she went to the hospital, she lay there, she recognized, she said, you know what, I caused this on myself. And she said, I don't want anybody said the cancer. She said, this is my messenger. This is my cancer. This is me. I am going to love this cancer. She said, I am going to love it.
Yeah, I want to mention also, that's a good example of people who are dealing in conflicts in a relationship with a live, living individual who doesn't think like us, who doesn't act, will do what we say. We're always in conflict with them. They don't want to answer. They don't want to do what we do. But then when a person dies who's close to you, that's what is a major trigger of the acidity in the body, because we get into this grief. And when a loved one dies or passes on, what we need to do is learn the lesson of their life. What were they holding on to as far as emotions? What was their lifestyle? We can really learn the lesson and teach when a loved one dies. That is what I believe our Creator intends when someone leaves this earth and goes to an eternal home and is in peace now. When you begin to wake up to death and its meaning and the repercussions and all the emotion over death, it just seems somewhat silly when we realize, if you have the belief we have in the Word, that this is a peaceful journey for someone. They're now out of this chaos that we're still in, and we should be so thankful, but we mourn their loss. And we don't learn the lesson. We don't teach it. We hold on to the grief and unforgiveness that they died or whatever. And then guess what? The pH begins to move to the acids end of the scale. Then eventually we have lots of grace when that happens. The Creator gives us this grace period to get the emotions right, start learning the lesson, But no, we want to hold on to the grief. We got to hold on to the grief. And then cancer shows up. And then we say, oh, doctor, help me. Help me, doctor. You've got to help me. We go to the doctor. But we want to encourage people to know prevention is the best medicine. Take inventory every night of your emotions. Who offended you? What did they say? Get over it. Find some way to resolve the conflicts in the day and start the gratitude list. We have a new Facebook page. And we have listed on that page for you a suggested list of 10 ways to start being more grateful. Gratitude, forgiveness, all those things will help move your pH and keep it in the alkaline area. And you will not get cancer if you can keep your pH in alkaline mode. That means using thermography, which is an infrared heat detector, to determine the pH of your cells. When you use a tool like thermography instead of mammograms, which is radiation that causes all kinds of problems, they have even done quite a bit of research to show that mammograms actually cause cancer cells to develop. So we want to once again encourage you to use thermography, and we have a couple of shows in our archive that we did on breast cancer at the beginning of this show airing. So if you want more information on that, we actually interviewed a thermography technician, and she explained the whole process. You can go to that archived show and educate yourself. There's so much on the internet that can help us be empowered, that can help us walk in alkalinity and plan a future that gets rid of all the negative lifestyle choices and activity that we've been involved in and helps us move forward. Next week, we're going to help you with diet. We're going to help you with a diet that will strengthen your immune system. And so, Kara, you have any closing words before we play us out?
Yes, I want to say that we should remember always that our Creator is our ultimate parent. He's a parent of us plus our children. So let us not fret too much when we have someone pass. The Messiah said that debt is the gate to life. And just rejoice and enjoy the journey of life.
And I want to add, if you spend time in nature, getting to know the trees, the flowers, the grass, you see death everywhere, but you also see lots of life. And that life in those trees and that nature is meant to give us life. So once that's the other part of this, keeping your alkalinity in your blood is harmonize, get in touch with nature, get away from the computer, get out of the air-conditioned house, get to the beach, get to the park, get out of your long-time traditional environment and do something different. Go to the gratitude list and start making the change that will empower you.
And help somebody. Yeah.
Help somebody. That's what's on the list. So please go to our new Facebook page, check out our gratitude list, and then please leave us a comment and whatever you have to say, we'd be glad to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening, and we're going to leave the show today with India Ari singing about gratefulness. Have a blessed week, and shalom.
Shalom.